Dibna here, and thank you very much for having us. And I'd be delighted to talk about mental health and the progress and the strides that we've made in the last couple of years. And you're absolutely right that there's so much more awareness today of mental health needs, mental health wellness, and challenges that all of us face. None of us are immune to, you know, to becoming mentally unwell. Maybe not to the point where we need to be hospitalized or even receive active treatment, but we're destabilized for a while and we need some support. And what we've been very good at doing, I think, in the in NEOC and in the hazard management team is acknowledging that we need to put measures in place, that we need to be more mindful of the community's needs, individual needs, and people who may be at risk and who are vulnerable. And it was really out of that that the Mental Health Helpline was born. It was actually born during COVID. And I think you're probably very aware of it. And it has continued to run since then. And I'm very pleased to say that the Mental Health Helpline will not be going anywhere. We have big plans to revamp it in the not-too-distant future. But for the time being, the line is still there. It's 1-800-534-6463. And it's operational right this moment, and it will continue until we step down, and then it will resume the normal 9 to 5 Monday to Friday hours. But just to talk about some of the concerns that people may be feeling, you know, I was just saying earlier that when we were preparing for this and getting ready to come into the NEOC and preparing the shelters and everything else, you know, even for me as a mental health professional, it felt a little bit overwhelming, a little bit stressful. And I was thinking, why is that? You know, we're a well-oiled machine here. We know what we're doing. We've got great support. Our government is on this. We've got a great team. But really, it's because time passes so quickly, and it just seems like yesterday that we were in this similar situation with Grace last year.
Right.
And of course, you know, and we all went back to something that was different. I certainly went home, you know, to a moat. I had water in the house, so I, you know, feel a little anxious. But we have to tell ourselves that we have a great entity here in government. You know, the NEOC, the National Emergency Operations Centre, is on the ball. You know, we will get through this. We've got to take things one step at a time. We must remain positive, and we must always seek support. So I really want to encourage anybody out there who is on their own to please make sure you have a plan in place. It's not too late to, you know, to go to company or to get into a shelter, but certainly make sure that you're, you know, you have access to a phone, that you listen to a reputable source of government information entities, and that you stay focused, and that if you're feeling a little bit stressed, a little bit overwhelmed, you know, there's a number of things you can do. Number one, you can call the Mental Health Helpline, again, 1-800-534-6463. But you can also just sit down and you can take big, deep, slow breaths, just in and out and in and out, and tell yourself that this too shall pass and we will get through this. It's really important that we remain positive and we're supportive of one another and that we're kind and we have faith. So that is our strategy at this moment.
Boy, amazing. What a gift. And you calling this evening, amazing. That mental health helpline, I bet you, has got a lot of traction since COVID, because that was a real tough time for us here in the Cayman Islands. And what do you have to say for people to feel a little overwhelmed, thinking that, man, a combination of inflation and things happening here in the world and gas prices and rent going through the roof, and now we've got this storm to deal with and other things. What do you have to tell for people that are just feeling like at times that they're maybe just a little overwhelmed and taking on the world is quite a battle each day?
Yeah, well, all we can do is we can just take it one step at a time. We can take it 1 minute at a time. We can take it 1 hour at a time. As I say, it's really important looking at your resources and looking at times in the past when you've suffered challenges. You know, and we've all been through situations in the past. Every one of us, you know, as my sister says, none of us gets out of this one alive. You know, we all suffer in some way.
Right.
But you have to remind yourself of the strategies, of the support mechanisms that you use during those, you know, those really tough times. And you have to hold on. And, you know, look to our community. Look to our elderly population. Look to the history of the Cayman Islands, right? You know, we are in a very resilient place here. We're with a very resilient bunch of people. People who have single-handedly held their own in the world in many, many difficult times, and they've got through. And the beautiful thing, I think, about the Cayman Islands is that we are a very cohesive community. And whether you are from here, or you come from somewhere else, you're generational, or you're a new Caymanian, or you've just set foot in the island, there are lots of wonderful, supportive, caring people out there. And, you know, you just have to reach out. But honestly, there's nothing we can do but take it one moment at a time and believe and have faith and know that every situation has an end. You know, as I always say to people, you know, we've been in bigger cities in darker nights, and I don't think that tonight is going to be our darkest night.